Oh, that's not very nice. That is not at all nice. Oh, darling, don't be like that. Don't be so cold and standoffish. I might begin to think that you don't like me anymore. Oh, you don't like me. Well, that's a lie. We both know that you like me. We both know that you really, really like me. Now that was rude. Tell me what's wrong, darling. Talk to me. You can tell me anything. Oh, that's what it is, isn't it? Of course, I'll use it against you. Well, that is what you like about me. Darling, is your conscience playing you up? Are you feeling a little guilty? Oh, you are. It's all my fault. I don't think that's completely honest. I think it's more 50-50, split down the middle. I was playing you, was I? How was I playing you? Oh, I flirted with you. I kissed you. I led you astray. Oh, that is absolutely precious. Darling, I won't lie to you. Because that is one thing I have never done. I have never lied. I have tempted you, twisted you up, gotten under your skin. I've done all that, but I've never told a lie. And don't pretend like you're some sweet innocent here. You know exactly who I am. I'm trouble. I'm bad news. You let me get under your skin. Oh no. There's no denial for you. Not anymore. Darling, you're in deep. You started something that you can't win. Think of this as a church, and you need to confess all your sins. All your many sins. Don't you wish you could take them back? But you can't. And if you were honest, and I'm not sure you're even being honest with yourself at the moment. But if you were, you would admit that you didn't want to take them back. You would admit that you've enjoyed every second of the ride. Look at you. The tension, the stress, the excitement. The anticipation. You had none of those things before you met me, before I led you astray. Oh, you were wasted. This life you lead, so boring. Oh, it's not boring, is it? The job, the apartment, the endless girlfriends. Not boring? You're completely satisfied. So why are you here then? Oh, you're here to say goodbye. Could have done that on the phone. Could have sent me a text. Could have shot me to the FBI. Yet here you are. talking to me, standing oh so very close. Darling, you weren't my only option, you know. You weren't my only way in. You weren't even the easiest way in. I've been planning this job for over a year. And I'm very good at what I do. That's why I've never been caught. Oh, I have figured out so many ways inside. But you... you were the most interesting. More than that. You were the most dangerous. So much could go wrong. And that is why I chose you. Because I did choose you. I chose you over all the alternatives. All of them. And do you know how many there were? 51. 51 surefire shots. And yet here I am with you. The wild card. Now on the surface, it might not seem that you're wild. On the surface, you come across as a little boring. Darling, I said on the surface. Anyone who just looks at you will see a hard-working professional. Late nights at the office. A waste of all that gorgeousness. But if they look a little deeper, oh, you're wild. You just need an opportunity. And I know all about opportunities. Opportunities need to be jumped on, to be exploited. And I did. I did play you. But don't pretend like you didn't see me coming. Oh, you know exactly what I am. Darling, you've been bitten. And now, you're addicted. You're addicted to the thrill, the excitement. You're addicted to the taste of danger. Now, darling, you can tell me when you've had enough. You can walk away. You've always had that option. It was always your decision. But you like it, don't you? You like the way it feels. Maybe you thought you could just play a little bit. Play with fire. Oh, but you got burned. But then, you liked it. Darling, I see you. I see what you are. All that potential. Darling, you can walk away. You can just turn around, walk away, live your life, go back to all those long hours, those late nights, those lonely nights staring up at the ceiling. Or you could give yourself a real Christmas bonus. The kind of bonus that a hard worker like you deserves. They've wasted you. But I am not so foolish. Because you've gotten under my skin too. Those kisses. You are definitely under my skin. You're making me do stupid, stupid things. Darling, run away with me. Yes, I'm asking you to run away to live a life of crime. With me and $20 million. Oh no, I'm not taking everything. I'm just taking enough to make it interesting and to make it very unlikely that I'll get caught. That we'll get caught. You see, darling, I'm not greedy. Oh, well, I am when it comes to you, of course, but when it comes to money, I'm not greedy. Maybe a little bit. I'm a bad girl. I'm really bad. But you. You're just as bad. So, what'd you say? Why not give yourself a real Christmas present? And I don't mean some shitty Secret Santa. And it was really shitty. I mean, they got you a coffee maker. I have something much better for you. That would be telling. And if you want, I will tell you. Once we walk out with $20 million. Just think about it. I've never lied to you. Because I don't lie. Lying makes it too easy. I don't like it when it's easy. I like it when it's complicated, twisty, dangerous. Like you. I love it when it's dangerous. So, darling, it is your choice. All you have to do is tell me you've had enough, and I'll let you walk away. They won't catch me, but I'll let you walk away, and you can go back to your life. Or, you could just let that all fade to black and kiss me. Be rich. Be loved. How do you know it's not a trick? You don't. But that's the whole point, darling. It's dangerous. I'm dangerous. You're dangerous. And that is the best thing. So. Let's go get our money. How do I know you won't betray me? I don't. Exactly. Oh, I love being a bad girl. And you. You're bad too.